Hare Krishna. I am on the shores of Lake Balaton, which is not frozen over. In fact, according to yesterday's statistics, it's 1/2 degree, plus 1/2 degree warm. And we're here with 50 leaders of the Hungarian Yatra, and they're all participating in a leaders' sangha, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And the theme is Varnashram. It's very nice place, and clean. We have good facilities. There's even a swimming pool here. And devotees are really sort of getting out of their places of residence and service, and living together, meeting together. And we're having very intense program. We're listening to Prabhupada's class or discussion on Varnashram from 7:15 till 9 a.m., from 10:30 to 1:30, and from 3:30 to 6:30, we're reading chapters 11, 12, 14 of the seventh canto, and we're commenting on them as we go along. Devotees discussing observations, points, raising questions. Very, very interesting, very enlightening. And in the purpose is to really acquaint ourselves a little more with Varnashram, discuss the topic. We're not looking for a snap formula how to establish Varnashram in the Hungarian Yatra. We're agreed on the fact that we barely scratched the surface in terms of practical implementation, and that we need to go further, but we're here studying Varnashram and exchanging with the idea that devotees will try to take away three points of how they're going to be able to better their own particular selves in Varnashram principles, and also their services, which means that we're going to be having break up into groups, and in group meetings devotees are going to devotees of same yatra, same department, see what principles they can then establish that will sort of further the cause of Varnashram. And then we're also trying to study the greater principle, the real ideal, which is what Srila Prabhupada's desire is that we establish Varnashram as the world social structure of which the Krishna consciousness movement should be a model. So one aspect is our being the model, and the other aspect is what about this whole idea that the world has one social structure, Krishna's. And of course that means that our preaching really has to be somewhat geared towards that, and the way that we interact with our our congregation, devotees who are not full-time devotees, not full-time residents, who are not necessarily the pilot project in New Rajadam or Budapest. It's very, very good. And we're committed to systematically working on trying to realize, according to our own ability, Srila Prabhupada's desire to establish Varnashram. And this is one of many, many meetings. everyone was really in agreement yesterday that we're really going to have to start at the beginning, which is one talk that I already gave, and that was the 30 qualities that every human being has to cultivate. And Prabhupada says that unless one has these 30 qualities, number one, this is the bedrock for establishing Varnashram. You can't establish Varnashram. Number two is that one cannot become self-controlled without having established these qualities or overcome the urges of sex life. Very, very interesting. And that's something that we need to systematically teach and present, just as we, for instance, talk about chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and we have japa retreats. We need to have, well, what Prabhupada calls human beings, civilized human being retreats, how to actually be a civilized human being. And there, one of them is, of course, satisfaction, which for me really is a key point in the establishment of Varnashram, that unless people and unless devotees learn how to be satisfied within their own situation and not just always aspire for something else that's both beyond their nature and their capabilities, then we always have this realm of competition. And that competitive spirit is always there, or this idea that there's some kind of false expectation, there's some other world out there where I'm going to become a real achiever. And it may not be the case. Just being satisfied with the fact that, no, actually, I may be just better off being a servant. By this, I don't mean servant of the servant as in a devotee, but I may just be better off in assisting other people and being directed as to what to do and how to conduct my life, because that's my nature. In the absence of being in that nature, which is the nature that of a Shudra, then I sort of unwind, lose my perspective, and at the same time I end up losing my Krishna consciousness as well. And one of the interesting and possibly controversial things, not here with the devotees, because they're really fine with it, is I asked everyone to really examine and see what do they envisage as being their particular nature. Are they have the nature of that of a Shudra, a Vaishya, Kshatriya, Brahmin, in a very sort of honest perspective. Of course, those who are strictly practicing devotees are Vaishnavas, and that's our primary identity. But just because we're Vaishnavas doesn't mean that we transcend our natures, even though we may be often asked to do work which is not according to our nature. And of course, that's the empowerment that we get from Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although we see that sometimes people are not so expert at doing things that's not their nature, where they cause certain difficulties or problems. But anyway, these are things that we're talking about and planning, and it's very, very exciting. We're looking forward to some further such discussions, which we'll probably be having at our national council meetings in the coming years. And not an easy concept. I mean, the part that relates to just the Krishna consciousness movement, you could say, is relatively the easiest one. How Prabhupada points out in this conversation, how we're going to convince world leaders that Varnashram is the way to go is something that I can't envisage at the present moment. But in this 1977 conversation, Srila Prabhupada seems to indicate that it may be external forces, or that is Krishna's intervention, that causes such a change in the world, that it causes a real change in the way people think. And as a result of the way people think, then they become open to things that previously they weren't open to. Have a social structure in which people chant Hare Krishna, hear Srimad Bhagavatam according to their ability, and their progress back home, back to Godhead, may be over a much longer period of time. It may be over lifetimes, or many lifetimes, but that they're going forward. They're moving forward in that direction. And the social structure in which they're living is not counterproductive and destroying or undermining their desire and their attempts to move forward, but rather that it's conducive. And ultimately, that's what the different duties, rights, obligations of different orders are, that according to whatever type of work some people are doing, they have a certain set of standards by which they live by. And if we adopt those standards as they're given in Bhagavatam, given in the Gita, then people will find that their lives are, and their work is conducive to purification. And ultimately, they'll come to the stage, they'll come to the mode of goodness, and in the mode of goodness, they'll, by chanting Hare Krishna, they'll come to the platform of pure devotional service. Anyway, there's a lot going on, and that's just a little briefer as to what is going on, and I have to get ready, actually. We're going down pretty soon. Hare Krishna.